Chapter 14. Do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it weren't so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and will receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be there also. And you know the way where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you will know my Father also. From now on you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, and still you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you I do not speak from myself, but the Father who lives in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I tell you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and he will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will pray to the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you, and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me, because I live, you will live also. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. The one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will reveal myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what has happened that you are about to reveal yourself to us, and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling place with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. The word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. All this I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and will remind you of all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You heard how I told you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you before it happens, so that, when it happens, you may believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has no hold on me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father commanded me, so I do. Arise, let us go from here.